Today we're going to be talking about a mistake that a lot of smart people make, so stick around. What is up, my friends, and welcome to The Beautiful Mess, where we talk about tools and tactics to improve your life. I'm your host, Paul Dittus, a YouTuber, podcaster, content creator, and I'm excited today to welcome you aboard as we talk about a very important topic that I feel like you're going to gain a lot of great things from. So this is a big mistake smart people make, according to Rich Webster. He's a entrepreneur. He runs his own business, the Richard Media Company. I love his content, just getting sharing a lot of awesome content on his Instagram. And one of them that caught my eye recently was breaking down an idea from the Atomic Habits. So this book by James Clear, if you haven't read it yet, put it on your list. It is super good. But he talks about the difference between being in motion versus being in action. I'm going to just kind of go through this Instagram, and I'll put a link in the description so you can check it out as well as to an article by James Clear. So if you're interested in diving in further into this topic, I highly recommend these resources. So first off, when you're in motion, you're planning, strategizing, and learning. All good things, but there's a but. When you take action, you get started. And so continue on. So here are some examples that he gives about being in motion. One, outlining 20 ideas for an article. Two, researching 10 new leads. Three, YouTubing a better diet. Another one's looking for a personal trainer, studying for a test, preparing to write a research paper. Whereas taking action is writing and publishing the article, when they buy and turn into a customer, eating a healthy meal, working out at the gym, taking the test, writing the research paper. So, and this is what it is that being in motion feels good because the risk of failure is low, but there's no result. So, are you ready to take action? Schedule your next action on the calendar, which is something that James Clear also recommends. Either pick days during the week where you will take action or simply set a date. For example, you might go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, work on the course for 30 minutes every morning, call 10 prospects daily before noon. Motion will never produce a final result. Action will. So that's it, people, in a nutshell. It's like, if you want to get stuff done, you're going to have to put in the work and be okay with things being messy and take on that fear and risk. Because to be honest, like that, it is daunting. But that's the difference between those that end up succeeding in life, those that go after their dreams, those that end up recording a podcast like I'm doing right now. You know, I could be sitting on the couch right now watching Netflix. And don't get me wrong, that sounds fun and exciting, but I'm here tonight because I feel like, one of my things that I really want to appreciate in life is like being able to share information with others that will have an impact in their life so that they can make better decisions and move forward with their life. And so I feel the importance and the priority that I'm going to put on taking action here instead of either just being, you know, absorbing entertainment or, just being in that research phase. Like I could probably spend another day researching about this topic tonight, but I figured if I did that, we might not have a show this Thursday, and I want you to have a show this Thursday. So we're going to dive into this topic a little bit more, but many, many smart people can make this mistake. And I am guilty of it because like you want to make a good decision, but overthinking is often because of fear of taking action on those things that will bring about results. The nice thing about in school, when you had tests, you had to take action. You know, at some point you could only study for so long, you could only procrastinate for so long, and then you had to take a test. Whereas in your professional life or just your personal life, if you have a goal, you're the one that's going to have to set a deadline. You're the one that's going to have to shift your focus from motion to action so that you can make progress in your life. So diving into this article, here's a quote from John Wooden that James Clear uses: never mistake activity for achievement. Because in the end, if you just are busy doing stuff, it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll do anything with it. For example, I read 40 books. Great. But in the end, yes, I might be smarter because of it. Yes, I might know more. But if I don't take action on that information, if I do not share that information with anyone, then I feel like it's kind of being selfish. And yes, there might be a fear of getting on the camera and speaking here or getting out and doing things, but the alternative, I think, is much worse in the long run. But it's easy to kind of get lulled into just taking that inaction. And there are certain areas of my life, I'll admit, that like it's hard to take that action, hard to keep going, especially if you've fallen off the bandwagon with something that you've been doing. Like, but the important thing, it comes back to this movie, Batman. I think it's Batman Begins, where Bruce Wayne falls. He falls through, I think there's like a well or something. He falls down into the cave area. And then the butler comes and he's like, "Why do we fall, Bruce?" Or his dad. It's either his dad or the butler. I'll have to look at that scene again. And he's like, "Why do we fall, Bruce?" "So that we can learn to pick ourselves back up." And so don't be afraid of failing. Don't be afraid of falling, because that could be the way that you learn to pick yourself back up. And fail forward. Be okay making mistakes, because it you'll learn so much along the way. You'll get much further in life than if you just sit, you know, reading a book about what you could be doing when you probably should be actually out doing the thing. Like if you want to make a podcast, you know, you can read about it so many times, or if you want to, you know, start a blog, you can read about it so many times, but I would suggest just taking action. Set up a website, start writing your first blog post. Don't wait for someone to hit you with the 2x4 and say, it's time to start. So, you know, a lot of the objections that James Clear dives into in this article, it's like, yes, I'd like to be getting in shape, but I don't want to look stupid in the gym, so I'll talk to the trainer about their rates instead. Or, yes, I'd like to land more clients for my business, but if I ask for the sale, I might get turned down, so maybe I should just email 10 potential clients instead. It's like the easy cop-out from... you'll probably notice this. It's like, when you have something important to do, often you'll like do those things that you normally wouldn't do, like the dishes or just like general cleaning around the house. It's funny how all of a sudden when you have another thing right in front of you, you're like, let me find everything else that I can do to kind of avoid what I really need to be working on. So motion, and this is a quote from James Clear. It's easy to be in motion and convince yourself that you're still making progress. You think, I've got conversations going with 4 potential clients right now. This is good. We're moving in the right direction. Or, I brainstormed some ideas for that book I want to write. This is coming together. Motion makes you feel like you're getting things done, but really, you're just preparing to get something done. When preparation becomes a form of procrastination, you need to change something. You don't want to merely be planning, you want to be practicing. And so you want to favor action over just staying in that procrastination state. Yes, it's good to research. Yes, it's good to study. But at some point, you got to take the test. At some point, you got to take action. And I think many times we like to stay in the inaction state as much as possible until we are forced or there becomes a consequence for not taking action. Whereas sometimes it's important for us to just take a leap and hope that we land on our 2 feet. And if not, pick ourselves back up and keep on moving. So some of the ideas that James Clear sets forth for taking action is set a schedule for your actions. So, for example, for this podcast, I set aside time. I call it my TBM Tuesdays, my beautiful mess Tuesdays. Do I always record on Tuesday? No. But the main thing is that I have that day that I have set aside that's, you know, this is the day that I want to record. It's actually Tuesday today. So I did hit it this week. But the important thing is setting aside that time that you're kind of have a schedule for that action. So for me, I'll record it and then I publish it on Thursdays pretty consistently. There's only a couple times this year that I've had to push it a little bit. But normally Thursday early in the morning, the podcast is scheduled to go out wherever you're living in the world. You can listen to it. And speaking of which, if you want to be part of the Messy Fam, I encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. We are on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, all the podcast platforms pretty much. So if you want to be part of the Messy Fam, would love to have you on board. So the important thing is to pick a date to shift from motion to action. So there is some sense of like perhaps needing to research or gather information at first, but then at some point you gotta shift from the planning to the action. So you know, you could plan a lot around a certain topic, but for you to get things done, you need to take action so that you'll see those results that you want to achieve. So I would encourage you, think about like your life as a whole and think about what the difference would be if you merely keep things as they were, or if you decided every single day you're going to make steps to take actions. You know, what can you do every single day, if it's something that requires daily progression, or maybe it's something that you can do once a week, like recording a podcast or publishing a blog post or reaching out to different people or reading a new book. What are those things that are going to lead you closer to where you want to go? And make it a habit. Discipline is like, really, it's like, the best thing for being disciplined is creating habits so that you become the person that you want to be. There's a quote that I think I have written down here. Let's see. Okay, I found the quote. It wasn't on my piece of paper for some reason. I must have either thrown it out or it disappeared. But this is a quote from Aristotle. We are what we do We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, but a habit. So I encourage you to repeatedly do those things that will bring about excellence in your life, bring about meaning and purpose, and drive you closer to living a more fulfilling and wholesome life. What is it that you can do today that will reap big rewards? And there's some questions that I was looking at from one of my favorite YouTubers, Ali Abdaal. If you haven't looked at his YouTube channel, I highly recommend it. But he was going through sort of these questions that are super helpful for basically understanding what it is that like you want to accomplish in life. And so let me see if I find it here. Okay, how to make better choices in life. So one of the questions that I thought was really cool is, in 1 year's time, what would I regret not having started today? There's a lot you can do in just 1 year. This podcast is a perfect example. I just recently hit the 1 year mark. And I'll tell you that recently I've had a lot more people say like, hey, you know, I've noticed your podcast. And I think that's because of the consistency. I've noticed that you've been consistent with the podcast, because it's a big difference between just starting a podcast and just like having five episodes up, because that's typically where most people stop making a podcast. I want to say, let's see, how many episodes do most podcasts have? I don't think it's that many. Can't find it right now, but the main thing is that people often start something, but they don't follow through. And so, yes, it's easy to start a YouTube channel. Yes, it's easy to start a podcast. But the big difference between those that succeed and those that won't is that those that succeed stick with it for the long run. Those that are just like, this is a great idea, let's do it, and they start and they just don't have that focus and drive to stick with something for longer than just a month or 2 months, they won't see the big transformation that you could see if you stick with something. And then when you're faced with that fear that you have to ask yourself, what is the risk of doing nothing? So like, what would happen if you don't try? You know, what are you going to be living with for the rest of your life? Are you going to be living with regret? Are you going to be living with the sense of like, what if? And not to say that like you should feel bad about yourself if you haven't done anything yet. You know, I think let the past be the past. But what you can do is what you know, today is what you have. Yesterday is past, but you have the present. So make the most of it. And, like kind of be open to experimenting and like when you're on your deathbed, like what will you regret? You know, will you have regretted not doing this or will you have regretted doing it? And I think that'll help bring about clarity. And another thing that you'll realize by doing something is that, does it energize you or does it drain you? And optimizing your life for those things that brings you energy and excitement versus those that make you feel like you'd rather be reading the encyclopedia. Not like there's anything wrong with the encyclopedia. But get out there. Stop being in motion. If you've been in motion too long, if those wheels have been turning, and you've been overthinking, stop. Stop that. And take action. There is a time to do your research if it's a big decision, but at some point, you gotta stop spinning your wheels and get going. Well, I hope you enjoy this episode of The Beautiful Mess. If you want to be part of the Messy family, be sure to rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Would love to hear from you. And until next time, my friends, stay messy.